From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. People are gathering near the Capitol, awaiting the motorcade carrying the casket of the late Senator Edward Kennedy, who died Tuesday at the age of 77. He's due to arrive in the D.C. area this hour. At a funeral mass in Boston earlier today, President Obama paid tribute to the man who, during the campaign, bestowed upon him the torch to champion the needs of the poor and powerless.
A man who graces nearly 1,000 laws, who penned more than 300 laws himself.
Hundreds of mourners also heard from Kennedy's children, including Teddy Kennedy Jr.
My father taught me that even our most profound losses are survivable. It is what we do with that loss, our ability to transform it into a positive event, that is one of my father's greatest lessons.
Kennedy will be laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery. Officials at the site say Americans will have the opportunity now to visit three brothers ingrained in American history. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
The senator's gravesite is at the bottom of a hill that overlooks Washington, D.C. The view is serene and peaceful and touched the heart of the late President Kennedy so deeply when he visited the cemetery in April of 1963 that Arlington historian Tom Sherlock remembers Mr. Kennedy saying he could spend his life there.
Certainly a way of almost selecting his gravesite and his resting place here at Arlington, and in a way then selecting the gravesites of both his brothers as well.
Officials at Arlington say Senator Kennedy visited the graves of his two slain brothers, John and Robert, often, and they say it was clear that the facility was a very special place for him. The senator will be buried with his head facing the top of the hill, and the grave will be marked with a walkway, a wooden cross, and a marble foot marker. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
In Afghanistan's continuing tally of election votes, President Hamid Karzai widened his lead over his main rival, former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson has more on this from Kabul.
With just over a third of the ballots counted, Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission says Karzai is clearly ahead. But unless he gets more than 50% of the votes cast, Karzai would have to take part in a runoff election with his main challenger, Abdullah Abdullah, in early October. Karzai appears to be close. He has 46% of the votes tallied thus far, compared to the former foreign minister, who has 31%. A clearer picture on who won the polls and whether a runoff is needed is expected later this week. But the Election Commission won't be able to certify those results until some 2,000 allegations of election fraud are reviewed by a separate complaints commission. That process is expected to continue late into September. The accusations they are investigating include ballot box stuffing and voter intimidation. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
From Washington, this is NPR News. Two truck bombers have claimed at least 15 lives in northern Iraq this weekend. The deadlier of the two occurred in Hamad, where a dozen people died when the bomber attacked a small police station. A second attack was unleashed in the town of Sinjar near Mosul. Iraqi forces have stepped up security in urban areas since suicide truck bombers attacked Baghdad less than 2 weeks ago. Canada has named a new ambassador to Washington. The announcement of Gary Doer to the post was made just a day after he announced his resignation as the premier of Manitoba. Dan Karpinchuk has more.
Gary Doer is one of the country's more popular provincial leaders, staying in the role for 10 years. He wouldn't say exactly when he would resign as Manitoba's premier, but suggested it would be in the fall after consulting with members of his own party. The decision to take the Washington job was made several weeks ago, but only announced in Ottawa on Friday. Prime Minister Stephen Harper hailed Doer as a strong advocate for good relations with the U.S. Doer will have several important issues to deal with while in Washington, including Afghanistan, security, and cross-border trade. The U.S. Ambassador to Canada, Gordon Giffen, says Doer has built positive relationships with many governors in the U.S. during his time as Premier of Manitoba. His appointment must still be approved by Washington, but that's considered a formality. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
A wildfire continues to rage in the mountains north of Los Angeles. It has charred nearly 9 square miles and has forced hundreds of people out of their homes. Thousands of Michael Jackson fans have been dancing in a Brooklyn park despite rainy weather at a celebration hosted by filmmaker Spike Lee. The party marks what would have been the 51st birthday of the late pop star. This is NPR.